not being part of the left doesn't mean that I am not against bases, and we don't... Furthermore, I would like to thank very warmly the United Left group in the Parliament, and particularly you, Tobias, and my colleague, Willy Meyer, for all the hard work you have done in helping my people, the Cypriot people, to try to gain freedom from two occupiers, Turkey and Britain. And it is a very strange situation that is happening today in the 21st century in the European Union. We have a member state, Cyprus, who is occupied partly by another member state, Britain, and partly by a candidate member state, Turkey. Isn't it strange? And there are 5 years now have passed. We say that you are helping us to say it very loudly in the Parliament. We, the Cypriot representatives, say it very loudly in the Parliament. And nobody seems to care in the European Union. Otherwise, they talk about justice, democracy, the rule of law, and all the other rhetoric that we hear, but it doesn't mean anything because it's just empty words, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm very sorry to have to say that today, after being in the Parliament for 5 years. We entered the European Union hoping and seeking to have justice and freedom, very basic requirements for any human being. And yet, today, the European Union is doing nothing to get rid of the occupation of my country. Now, I won't talk about Turkey, but allow me, Tobias, just to say a couple of words about the British bases in Cyprus, because they're a particularly strange type of situation. Cyprus was a British colony. They acquired Cyprus as a gift from Turkey in 1878. Believe it or not, at that time, one imperial power was giving a present, a whole country, to another imperial country. Anyway, and Cyprus gained so-called independence in 1960 after an armed struggle by the Cypriot people, but only after it was blackmailed, or its leaders were blackmailed, into accepting to have two areas in Cyprus remaining as British colonies. These British colonies, the one in Akrotiri and the one in Dekelia, were subsequently developed, or part of them was developed, into bases, into British military bases. But the important thing to understand here is that these areas are not just military areas. The majority, the vast part of these areas are civilian areas. There are whole villages, civilian villages, in these areas. So they're just part of the colonization by Britain, of the remaining colonization of Britain. And in fact, in British legal terms, they are still called British colonies in Cyprus. They are called otherwise in various books, overseas territories, dependencies, and all the rest. But they are colonies. Now, the strange thing is that when Britain entered the European Union, it specifically excluded these areas from accession. And when Cyprus entered the European Union, they could not put them in the European Union because they belong to Britain as British colonies. So these areas now are outside the EU. So in my constituent town of Limassol, which is bordering with the Akrotiri colony, if I have to go outside my hometown, I am exiting the European Union. If I go a couple of kilometers to the west of my hometown, I am entering a non-European Union territory. And I am not an MEP anymore. I have no rights as an MEP because that is a sovereign British area. And in fact, I have been arrested on a number of occasions by the so-called authorities there and imprisoned, because they don't regard me as an MEP and I have no privileges as an MEP, although I represent Cyprus. And this is astonishing because In these areas, they have their own police, a military police. They have their own military courts, and they make their own laws, although they have no elected parliament and no elected government. They are governed by a governor who is appointed by the Queen of England. And they make laws in accordance to what they like and what they feel. And they don't have to explain anything to anybody because they're sovereign basis. I won't go into many more details, but this is causing a lot of practical problems. Apart from the problems of the principle of the thing, it's causing a lot of problems because the air base at Akrotiri, which is just outside my hometown, is used very extensively by the Americans. It has been used extensively in the Afghanistan, in the Iraq, in all the wars that are happening, very extensively. They are causing a lot of pollution and environmental destruction to the whole area. They have put enormous radar installations within an ecological system of outstanding beauty and are causing enormous destruction to the ecology of the area. They are irradiating with enormous amounts of electromagnetic radiation all the children in my hometown, and we all know about the possible effects of electromagnetic radiation in causation of leukemias and brain tumors. And furthermore, they have been using the bases to have nuclear weapons, and therefore making my country a target, although we're not a nuclear power. Without saying, there are so many things to say, but I won't go into any detail. As far as we're concerned, the presence of these colonial bases in Cyprus is a cancer for my country, is a cancer for the European Union, and it's shameful that Britain, that says that they are a country of democracy, is keeping almost 10,000 civilians who live in these areas under military colonial rule today in the EU. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you.